I'm Tony Hendra.
And I'm Jeff Kreisler.
And this is the Final Edition Radio Hour.
30 minutes of sizzling satire with teeth.
My fellow Americans, in the day we sweat it out in the streets of a runaway American dream. At night we ride through mansions of glory in suicide machines. I'm coming to you from Jersey to congratulate Governor Chris Christie on his election to presidential front runner. The media is already reporting Christie beating Hillary in a landslide, which coincidentally is what the land does when it gets underneath Christie. Americans, New Jersey has not set the standard for anything since The Sopranos left HBO. Although the governor and I once had a bromance, that's in the Jersey past, like Living on a Prayer or Joe Piscopo. Christie is still in the pocket of the Koch brothers, he hates teachers, and once he fell asleep at a Bruce concert. Christie is a death trap, he's a suicide rap, get out while you're young. Right, Governor?
The Final Edition is pleased to have with us Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky.
This is one small step for Rand, one giant leap for Randkind.
You're making fun of a Neil Armstrong quote, but you're under fire for plagiarizing material in a dozen speeches.
Under fire? Under Fire is a French novel. Under Fire, the story of a squad, Le Feu Journal Une Escouade, by Henri Barbusse. It's one of the first novels about World War I published in December 1916.
Did you just get that from Wikipedia?
No.
That came off the top of your head?
I'm from Kentucky, Strong. I don't know where everything comes from.
I just looked up Under Fire on Wikipedia, and it says word for word what you just said.
I can't keep track of every little word I read off Wikipedia.
It seems like you're taking all your words off Wikipedia.
It's nonsense.
How's it nonsense?
Nonsense is a communication via speech, writing, or any other symbolic system that lacks coherent meaning. In ordinary usage, nonsense is synonymous with absurdity or the ridiculous.
You did it again. You're reading from Wikipedia.
No, I'm reading from my cell phone. Oh, wait, that's Wikipedia too?
So you admit to plagiarism.
Plagiarism is the wrongful appropriation and purloining and publication of another
author's language, thoughts, ideas, or expressions.
Hey, how'd you know that?
I'm reading from the same Wikipedia entry you are.
Well, if you know all this stuff, what are you asking me for?
Because it's clear you're plagiarizing.
Why is it okay for you to do it and not for me?
Because I'm not running for president. I'm seeing where you get your ideas.
You're attacking my whole campaign.
Your whole campaign is based on someone else's thoughts.
I'm a Republican. Be glad it's based on any thoughts.
For the Final Edition, I'm Strong Powers, sitting in for Stone Peck.
Stone. The Stone Age is a broad prehistoric period during which stone was widely used to make implements with a sharp edge, a point, or a percussion surface. The period lasted roughly 3.4 million years, and ended between 6,000 and 7,000.
And now, the Final Edition's Candy Steiner brings you a special report.
Sesame Street has always been a place of fun and learning. However, recently, the Final Edition has learned that there's a dark side of Sesame Street, and it isn't any fun. This dark side involves the star of the street, Elmo, and this story is brought to you by the letter A. A for addiction.
Sunny day, sweeping the clouds away.
Elmo wants more cocaine!
Elmo has gone crazy with the cocaine, and Sesame Street has been successfully hiding this since 1997.
Elmo wants cocaine and an olive oil sponge bath. And Mr. Grouch is going to get me both.
Oh, Elmo, not again. Can't we just do your crummy musical and call it a day?
Olive oil sponge bath? Now!
Bert and Ernie are very disturbed by the number of prostitutes on the set.
Ernie, you didn't put a call in for Elmo again, did you?
Hey, Bert, what am I supposed to do? Every time I say I'm uncomfortable with this, he threatens to cut me.
Hello, boys. Where is that fuzzy little monster?
Oh, hello, Rhonda. Where he always is.
In the alley behind Big Bird's nest.
Oh, over here, Mr. Miss Rhonda. Elmo wants to feel good. Elmo wants to feel good.
At least stay in the back alley this time, Elmo. Baby Bear should never have seen that.
The residents of Sesame Street don't know when this nightmare will end.
Elmo doesn't need rehab. Elmo just needs sweet, sweet cocaine. And Zoe to shut a pie hole and do what she's supposed to do.
Oh, Elmo, I don't want to.
Hold still, Zoe. Let me do this line off that sweet tutu.
Elmo!
I will cut you, Zoe. I will cut you right now.
So Sesame Street carries on with this dark secret with no relief in sight.
Well, what are you all going to do, huh? The frog is never coming back. And who is going to do Elmo the Musical without Elmo? The star of the show, Elmo!
Abby, rub that nub-nub, or Elmo will cut you.
Sesame Street is only grateful that Mr. Hooper wasn't alive to witness this behavior.
Aw, how do you think he died? He David Carradine'd in front of Susan and Maria. That's a crummy way to go.
This is Candy Steiner for the final edition, and I'm horrified.
Sanctuary! Sanctuary! Where are my horns?
Your Freedom Hour with Ron Davis. For your freedom and ours.
Welcome back to Your Freedom Hour. I'm talking to whistleblower and patriot Edward Snowden, who showed the NSA has been spying on U.S. citizens.
I'm just sitting here being a patriot, Ron.
And you say you have more revelations.
I do. Beyond the wiretapping and the collection of metadata, the NSA has really been breaking its own surveillance rules, keeping tabs on old love interests, and monitoring some news organizations.
Oh, in clear violation of the First Amendment.
And we're spying on other countries.
Right. Well, we're supposed to.
But it includes a lot of our allies, leaders from Brazil, Mexico, India, France, Italy, Germany, even the Vatican.
Wow, that revelation is sure going to take the piss out of old Barack Hussein Obama the next time he tries palling around with world leaders. That is going to screw up U.S. diplomatic efforts for... Boy, that's actually going to screw us up for a while.
Plus, we launched 231 cyber attacks in 2011 against Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea.
Yeah, but we want to do that.
But do we also want to spy on supposed allies like Pakistan?
That's where we found Osama bin Laden.
And the NSA is even monitoring their own people, as if somebody's going to steal information about the NSA and leak it to the press.
That, like you did.
And did you know Al-Qaeda is trying to defeat U.S. drones? And the NSA has information about that. Al-Qaeda doesn't think we know what they're doing, but we do. And now I'm telling you, and I'm telling Al-Qaeda.
Maybe you should shut the fuck up.
And you know what? We've got spies, and they're working in 80 U.S. embassies. I could even tell you their names.
You shouldn't tell us their names.
But I could.
But you shouldn't.
But you want to know the names.
No!
Here's a piece of paper with all the names written on them.
Get that away from me.
And did you know the NYPD has an undercover officer in the mob?
Stop talking!
And here are some plans to make an atom bomb. You don't have to tell your listeners what's on it. I'm just putting it in front of you.
Don't give me... Wow, that looks surprisingly simple.
Your Freedom Hour with Ron Davis. For your freedom and ours. You're listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour.
We at Koch Industries wanted to know what freedom means. So we got opinions from the people who matter the most. Ordinary Americans.
What does freedom mean to me? I guess it means people much richer than I can get huge tax breaks, even though they export jobs to other countries. In fact, because they outsource jobs. That should be required.
It means really rich people can spend so much money on their favorite political causes that it completely drowns out my voice. I mean, the less you hear from me, the better.
It means a pair of wealthy industrialists can prevent any meaningful progress against global warming, thus dooming the rest of us to a century of weather disasters.
And what would you do if these freedoms were taken away?
I don't know. I hadn't thought about it. I guess I'd shoot up a crowded mall. Maybe a college campus.
I'd blow myself up in a bus, and I'd make sure the bomb had, you know, a lot of nails and glass and stuff.
I'd start kidnapping children.
Hey, you know what? Ordinary Americans love freedom. Why don't you?
The proceeding was paid for by dark money routed through an offshore account to a dummy nonprofit and distributed to a grassroots organization that would be nothing, and I mean nothing, without our help. So maybe they should think about that.
Is it Wednesday?
It is Wednesday.
It feels like a Tuesday.
That is exactly what I was thinking.
Last night was Tuesday.
Last night was Tuesday. Did you see the episode of Jolly Roger?
Yeah. What did you think?
I don't know. I didn't think they'd get married like that.
I know.
We have a birthday in the his house.
You guys.
Birthday cake.
You always like fancy stuff, so we got you spice cake and coconut frosting with caramelized tips and raspberry jam in the center with candied orange zest and gummy candies around the sides and frosting in the shape of a poodle riding a hawk.
You guys are the best.
Well, while we're living it up, I also brought Easter candy.
Is it Easter?
Well, the way I look at it, somewhere in the world right now, it's Easter.
I do love me a Cadbury egg. I think they make them in space.
Oh, that would explain everything.
Hey, if anybody wants, I brought some deep fried from home.
Deep fried what?
I don't know. I just got drunk last night and deep fried something.
Oh my God. Oh, this is so good.
What's in the deep fry?
I have no idea. It's so good.
Is it meat?
It's definitely not meat. It's so good.
Guys, I'm gonna go throw up to make room for it.
Here's the bucket.
I always think food looks best when there's a lot of it.
You know, there's a scientific basis for that.
Good morning, everyone. I have treats.
What'd you bring?
Cough syrup. Enough for everybody.
Oh, yeah. Give me a slug of that.
So, do you think the wedding on Jolly Roger felt contrived last night?
It did feel contrived.
Does anybody else feel like this is a Tuesday?
This cough syrup is awesome.
You know, I find the generic cough syrup is just as good as the name brands.
You know what? I totally agree.
Where's the bucket?
Terry just had it.
Was somebody just talking about Jolly Roger? Because that wedding...
I know, right?
There was something about it that didn't feel organic.
This deep fried thing is addictive.
Please, finish everything. We don't have room in the refrigerator.
Hey, everybody. I have pancake batter.
Pancake batter!
Oh, boy, give me some of the pancake.
Attention, staff. Next Monday, we will be observing Martin Luther King Day. Please use that time to remember Dr. King and his enormous contribution to American decency and justice. We will have a hot dog eating contest at 4 o'clock.
It's time for a show called SAM, a.k.a. Sexual Assault in the Military. A service comedy about servicing soldiers, whether they like it or not. Here's our wacky investigating officer, Captain Ulysses S. Grunt.
Hi, ladies and germs, especially ladies. Welcome to this Article 32 hearing. Article 32 of the Uniform Code of Military Justice, Section 832, Title 10, requires a full investigation when charges are sufficiently serious where a trial by a general court-martial may be warranted. This pretrial investigation will inquire into the truth of the charges to determine what disposition should be made of the case of the interest of justice and discipline. How am I doing so far? Okie dokie, Specialist Susan Quaint claims her superior officer sexually assaulted her. Say hello to Susie! Okay, you horn dogs, calm down. This ain't a wet t-shirt contest. Though with Specialist Susie here, I wouldn't mind if it was. Specialist, you've leveled serious charges against a superior officer. This hearing will determine if those charges have a basis in fact and will be handled with all due sensitivity to their sensitive nature.
Thank you, Captain, sir.
Okay. What's your bra size?
My bra size? What's that got to do with anything?
That's sir to you, Specialist.
What's that got to do with anything, sir?
Trying to put together a profile of you, Susie. That is my yub.
The size doesn't matter. My bra was...
Ooh, size matters, Specialist. Gal like you, gets around, must know that.
Captain, my bra was forcibly...
What happened to your bra, Corporal, is a separate issue. This question is a simple one. It requires a simple two-word answer, as in 36C.
38D.
Silence in court. Are you sure, Specialist? Because those babies look more like 40-42 and borderline E.
I am sure, sir.
Well, we might have to measure up.
Why would that be necessary, sir?
To see if you're telling the truth, Specialist, and don't question my judgment. I am the judge.
Are you suggesting that I'm understating my bra size, sir? Why on earth would I do that, sir?
Defense could and probably will argue that the bigger they are, the less of a case you've got.
Permission to speak freely, Captain.
Permission granted, Specialist.
Could we move on from the size of my breasts to the rest of my profile?
Sure, but when you stand to attention, they do too. From where I stand, they're a big part of your profile. Okay, let's get off your breasts. And on to the rest. Have you ever been arrested for soliciting prostitution, working for an escort service, or a public nudity?
None of those things, sir.
Hard to believe, Corporal. Good-looking woman like you could make a couple grand a night with a reputable escort service.
Sir, why do I get the feeling I'm the defendant in this courtroom?
This ain't a courtroom, honey. It's a hearing. Stop being so defensive. I'm on your side, Specialist. Trust me. Ever play the rape game?
I do not. No, sir.
So, you know what it is.
I do not. No, sir.
You know, you tell your guy rough stuff turns you on. You like being forcibly disrobed, thrown on the bed, hands lashed to the bedpost. Little playful throttling, and then you...
Sir, you are describing exactly what Lieutenant...
Whoa! Let's leave names out of this. The defendant has rights.
What my attacker did to me. It was not a game.
Lighten up, babe. You're not on trial here. Maybe that was a little insensitive. We are trained to be very sensitive to these situations. Were you drunk?
No!
Were you stoned?
No!
You look whacked out of your head.
No!
What made you enlist? To meet men?
No.
Bad idea. Hot babe like you, bound to be T-R-O-U-B-L-E. Hey, the Marines are looking for a few good women.
That's all this week from a show called Sam, also known as Sexual Assault in the Military, the service comedy that puts the Sam in Uncle Sam.
Hey. Yeah, you. Come here. I want to tell you a secret. The Final Edition recently released their very first album. It's called The Vinyl Edition. And it's available for your purchase right now, online, on CD Baby, on iTunes, and I shouldn't be doing this, but here's a sampling of what you can find on that very brilliant compilation.
And now, an OK Cupid tragic romance.
Dear Green-Eyed Girl 297, your profile says you like travel, wine, and yoga, that you are a foodie, that you are as comfortable in jeans as in a little black dress, that you love watching Downton Abbey, reading David Sedaris, and listening to NPR. How strange and rare you are, like an orchid that sprouts through the rocks. May we meet some night under a mystery sky and dance to the music of madness. I am free Mondays and Thursdays, though not this particular Thursday, but most Thursdays.
Dear Brooklyn Al 23, your profile is unfathomable. That you have no typical Friday night. That you love all music except rap and country. That you work hard, yet play harder. And that you spent the first two paragraphs in your profile saying how bad you are at writing about yourself. You are an exotic and fond foolish man with the heart of a god. Mondays and Thursdays aren't good. Wednesday nights are okay, except I'm out of town this week for a conference. How's next week?
Green-eyed, last night I saw you in a dream, the way you looked in the third photo in your profile, the picture from 2007. You stood on a hilltop like the star of an Irish myth, with storm winds streaming out your hair, then turned to me and spoke but a single word, Inspiratio. Next week sucks. It's this whole stupid complicated thing, but basically I've got to be in my apartment every night to wait for the guy from Time Warner. The Friday after? Darling Green-Eyed Girl 297, I have not heard from you, and grow concerned. Have I offended? Do you languish? I fear for what we hold between us. Silence still. So it is done. We have lost what was never found.
No, I just flaked out. That's something I do. Dearest Brooklyn Al 23, my soul is yours and I die in ecstatic transference. For in the death of self, there is life in the new being that becomes. But on Friday, I have a mani-pedi and I made this appointment literally 6 months ago. How about, let's see, at this point, we're talking about 3 weeks from now, Saturday the 27th.
And I, too, would die in the light of your voice. But the 27th is my weekend with the kids. Tell you what, I've got an opening next year on February 3rd. How's that?
You are the spirit of madness and abandon. Sure, February 3rd works.
Then someday, in a far and fair future, we shall meet in the West Village, and we shall open our hearts and become like the ages and not eat fish, because I am allergic to fish.
Again, that was a choice selection from the Final Edition's album, The Vinyl Edition, available now online. And I can start speaking in my normal voice. Another episode of the Final Edition Radio Hour. That was it. It was performed by Darby Worley, Rob Gordon, Jen Dodd, Rachel Rausch, Barry Lank, Kevin Janis, Bruce Cherry, and Tony Hendra. It was written by Rob Gordon, Barry Lank, John Marshall, and Tony Hendra. Visit thefinaledition.com now for more sizzling satire with teeth. The Final Edition Radio Hour was produced by Jeff Chrysler and Tony Hendra, engineered by Melissa Gerson, and edited by Greg Russ. The Final Edition Radio Hour is a production of The Final Edition, LLC, copyright 2013.